T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Do the Atlanta Braves have a championship quality starting staff?
Oh, that's tough because, I mean, I'd have to, it's a yes or no question, so I'm not trying to dance around it, but when you talk about a championship quality staff, okay, so you look at what the Dodgers have, right? They have, I mean, the Dodgers have a Cy Young winner coming out of the bullpen because they don't have a spot for him, right? Mm-hmm. And you have a guy like Bauer, you have Kershaw, Buehler, who hasn't, he doesn't have that hardware yet, but, I mean, he might be the best one. So,
yeah, he hasn't lost in like 10 years or something, it feels like.
Yeah, exactly. And the Braves, it's like the Braves avoided him this weekend, but it's like when you're playing the Dodgers, there really is no, oh, thankfully we dodged so-and-so, because you're going to be facing Kershaw, Bauer, Buehler. It's, I mean, that's a tough staff, obviously. Some of what San Diego has going on, I think. Is there a perfect staff out there? No, but you look at the Dodgers have, if you would consider that the measuring stick, the Braves certainly fall short of them. If you're comparing them really to other quality teams kind of at large, I would say the Braves stack up pretty well. So, but if the bottom line is a championship, can they win a championship with this rotation? I would say yes, if the offense is hitting to the capability we think it can. But again, there's a lot of what ifs there, and the staff by itself is just, I think it's solid, but it's not a staff that's just going to just intimidate you every single night like something like what LA has.
And I guess I asked the question, Gabe, because, you know, it's another 4 1/3 for Smiley, and, you know, Morton was all right, and Fried has had some good starts, you know, since coming back, but then he's been kind of at times, eh. You know, Soroka we don't know about, you know, Noah, it's like, okay, you know, so when he does come back, is the same guy. It just feels like where we started, oh, Anderson, Fried, Soroka, Morton, Smiley, this could be really good, and it's been a lot of meh. At this point, it's been a lot of very blasé results that they've gotten from just about everybody that they were counting on this year.
I think you've summed it up, and that's where I was coming from with my answer. You know, even just thinking through it, is a lot about this rotation is projection. When you look at the playoffs, you know, we saw what Anderson was capable of last year. Can he do that again? You know, Fried has looked better since he came back from the hamstring. Obviously, he had the horrific start, but is that a guy who can replicate it in the postseason? Well, we know Charlie Morton can pitch in the postseason. Charlie Morton's also 37 years old, and he's been okay this year. I think that's a fair way to put it. And then Drew Smiley has just been extremely underwhelming. So, and then you have several kids who you just don't know what to expect. So it's tough for me to just say it's not a championship-quality rotation, because if other parts of the team are clicking, it certainly can't be ruled out, because you could compare anyone to probably LA's rotation, and you would just say it comes up short. That doesn't guarantee that the Dodgers are going to win the World Series again, though. So there's certainly concerns with it. I think you did a good job summing it up, and I would definitely say that okay and meh are pretty accurate ways to describe the group so far.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.